want them to find out?
No. But neither did she want her mother pecking her to death with worry. I'll tell them. Soon.
Did you find a job?
Another dilemma. Unemployment was not so unusual for the wife of the state attorney general, but not so realistic for a divorcee with no alimony.
Not yet, Gemma admitted.
A noise outside drew her to the picture window overlooking the side yard. She nudged aside the filmy white curtain and looked down into the overgrown lawn of the empty house next door. A tall man with shiny dark hair was using a mallet to dislodge a faded for sale sign that had been posted on the lawn for all of the 2 years that she and Jason had lived here.
Have you even looked for a job? Sue prodded.
I will. Today.
Okay. Sue's disbelieving response vibrated over the line. Gemma, you have to pull yourself together.
I know, and I will. I just need some time to absorb my new reality.
She pushed hair out of her eyes. From his tool belt, she gathered the stranger was a workman, hired no doubt by the new owner to fix up the place. She felt a spurt of relief for the sagging Spanish house whose exotic lines she'd always admired. But when the man lifted his dark gaze to her second-floor window, she dropped the curtain and stepped back, her face stinging. The man had probably thought her house was empty. How many rubber-banded newspapers were piled on